Entergy Arkansas is issuing a request for proposals as it expands clean power production in the state, KYR's Michael Hivlin reports.
It's part of a settlement with the Sierra Club and the National Parks Conservation Association, which a federal judge approved of last month. The agreement calls for the eventual closure of two coal-fired power plants and a natural gas plant while expanding solar and wind usage. Kurt Castleberry is Director of Resource Planning and Market Operations for Entergy Arkansas. He says the latest request for proposals, or RFP, is for a sixth facility, while five others are in the works.
Those five add up to about 561 megawatts. So we're way down the path of meeting that 800 megawatt goal. This RFP that we're going to be issuing, seeking proposals from bidders, will certainly add to that. In this RFP, we're looking for 300 megawatts. So it all works together, but it's a very good settlement.
Sierra Club of Arkansas Director Glenn Hooks calls this a very encouraging trend.
A state that just a few years ago really had no utility scale solar to speak of now has got, you know, double digits worth of them, and by far this is the biggest one. I'm excited to see them really quickly after the settlement with Sierra Club was signed, acting on that and sending out the request for proposal, or at least the notice for the request for proposal. It's going to mean great things.
However, the utility is not making a complete shift toward clean energy. Entergy Arkansas is still planning to build some new natural gas plants in the years ahead, but has pledged to be carbon neutral by the year 2050. Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.